This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Talked a lot of college football. Talked some NFL. Talked some basketball, college basketball, NFL as well. By the way, Sunday night, it'll be Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs battling Justin Herbert and the Chargers. AFC West Showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. This is one of those standalone games that if Patrick Mahomes has a great game, this is where you'll get the, it'll be an avalanche of, oh, there's your MVP. And I do think he is your MVP right now. I think Tua has been wonderful. I think Jalen Hurts has been a big surprise as well. Patrick Mahomes has been Patrick Mahomes. And I said this last year, I thought we were taking him for granted. He had gotten to that level where you go, yeah, he's just being Patrick Mahomes. We expect it. You lose Tyreek Hill, and they may still be the best team in the AFC. But the Chargers, you know, now you start to run the risk of missing the playoffs. Do you have enough time to get everybody back and still make the playoffs? Because if they do get everybody back, if, yeah, it's the Chargers, then they have a chance to do some real damage there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Autograph calendars sold out. The tailgate moonshine sold out. We've got other great gifts there at danpatrick.com, just in time. And World Cup t-shirts. I was just saying to Seton, who covers the sport far more closely than I do, star for Paris Saint-Germain, Mbappe, I think he's making $100 million a year. Does that sound about right? And he's probably, what, 25 years of age? And they gave
him... He's 23.
He's 23, making... there's a lot of reports in soccer. There's a lot of rumors in soccer. But he makes $100 million a year. And I guess there's a report that he gets sort of full autonomy on who's the coach and players that they add. But then there's a rumor that he wants out of Paris Saint-Germain.
Still not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
According to Forbes, Kylian Mbappe on the field makes $110 million this year, this season, upcoming. That's going on. Off the field, he makes $18 million. He's 23 years old. Lionel Messi makes only $65 million on, 55 off.
So who plays for the same team?
Yes. How do you afford that?
And then the third star there is Neymar, who commands just a staggering salary. So yeah, the three biggest players are some of the highest
paid players in the game.
But if we had one team for the United States, and let's say it was NFL, and you said you got one quarterback for the entire country, what would Patrick Mahomes make? If we were playing against other countries.
We'd smoke a lot of them.
Yeah, we would. I think we would do well. But that would be the only sport that would be comparable, I would think. Would he be Mbappe? Would he make $100 million a year? Or more? I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, these salaries are... I don't know. How do you get your return on that? With we're going to spend $100 million for one player.
Well, I think a lot of it is it's sort of marketing in a way. You know, like some of the... You run into a little bit of a live tour situation with some teams, and where a lot of it's oil money that's being put into bigger teams like Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain. And so they basically have limitless pockets.
Oh, okay.
So they can buy any player that they want, and that it doesn't really matter, which is kind of, it's really hurting the smaller clubs that don't have the same resources.
Yes, Todd.
And parking is $73,000 on a commuter. And a hot dog's $412.50. I just looked that up.
All right. I'm going to give you a blue bloop
on
that.
That's the only explanation.
I'm going to give you a blue bloop. Well done. Well done, Toddler. Haven't heard from you all day, and you came out.
I saved him.
Final hour. I like that. Marcellus Wiley, former NFL All-Pro defensive end. He has a podcast called More To It that you'll find on danpatrick.com. He had this to say on why the Eagles are no longer perfect.
Here's the problem when you're perfect. You think that everything you've done was perfect. You actually try to perform like the results. And that's a problem. You may have perfect results, but never fool yourself into thinking that you were perfect in your pursuit for those results. Y'all get it? You didn't do everything perfect to become perfect. And I think the Eagles last night had those expectations, those perfect expectations. They're around halfway point of the season. That stuff starts to harden. It starts to sound real. Like, damn, we about to do this thing. But that perfect mindset is what gets you. Because you get out your comfort zone. You start to do too much. And everybody knows that's played sports before. If you want to do it big, do the little things. They start turning that ball over, trying to play perfect football.
That's Marcellus Wiley. He'll join us coming up. The podcast, More To It. It had to do with turnovers and maybe trying to be too perfect, no longer perfect. Some phone calls coming up. Also, Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of players talking about we need to go back to grass fields, not artificial turf, and make it mandatory. Well, here's the problem that you have. Do I understand that, landing on that as opposed to the artificial turf? There's a big difference there, yes. But I've seen some of these fields before, and they get chewed up. I'll go back to a Super Bowl between the Bengals and the 49ers in Miami, and the game never should have been played on that field. It was turf. It was grass. And Tim Crumry got hurt in that game, I believe. Blew out his knee on the turf. Turf can get chewed up. But you're finding a lot of these stadiums and a lot of these owners are saying, we got to get concerts in here. I mean, we're using it for a variety of things. And if you roll in a concert and you put that on the top of grass, it's definitely not going to last long. And that's why you'll find these surfaces. I can have a concert here and then 3 days later I can play a football game. Here is Aaron Rodgers talking about what he wants with every field.
As much as I've enjoyed playing indoors over the years on turf, I do think it's time to go all grass throughout the league. And I think you would see less of these non-contact injuries that we see on some of the surfaces. And I think that it'd be a good step in the right direction towards player safety to make the requirement for every field to be grass.
Then he was asked this question.
The knowledge that you have,
yeah.
Do you have any real confidence that the change that the league will make?
No, honestly. I don't have a lot of confidence when it comes to the league making that decision without some sort of, you know, big vote and, you know, gripes from certain owners who don't want to spend the money. There were many things in the last negotiations that the PA decided to pay for out of our own pocket because the ownership just didn't want to fund some of those things. This, to me, is player safety.
Yeah, and I don't know if you have resources, a pool of money that you're going to be used, dispensed around the league, but let's say you're in a dome stadium. You're going to be paying for that? Do you want to pay for that? Arizona Cardinals do that. Can you roll out a field, roll in a field? I mean, we're spending billions of dollars on these stadiums. Can we spend a little money on the field itself so players aren't getting hurt, non-contact injuries? A.J. Brown of the Eagles talked about it. Cooper Kupp of the Rams. That's what Aaron Rodgers is saying. I think it would cut down on concussions with your head hitting the turf there. If you've ever been on that surface, you would be shocked. I was there at the Vet in Philadelphia or Giant Stadium. When you're on that AstroTurf, and if it got cold, it is, you might as well fall on concrete. There's no give there. And that's what I always wondered. Yeah, it looks great. It, you know, aesthetically, we go, oh, man, look at that. It looks beautiful. And then you get down there on the turf, and you're like, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine falling on this. We'll talk to Marcellus Wiley about that, the likelihood that you could have everybody change over, and would it make that much of a difference? Let's see. Sam in Maine starts us this hour. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Longtime fan, 6'2", recently retired. 17 days ago. So,
congratulations. Congratulations.
Hey, Dan, I know that Tyreek Hill is probably the best receiver in the NFL, but what are your thoughts on Mike McDaniel with Tua, how much he's helped Tua, I think, from just being a longtime Dolphin fan? I just look at, McDaniel's, what he gets out of Tua week by week.
Sam, whatever he's doing, continue to do it. He's doing a great job, but I don't know. I don't have any inside information there with the Dolphins, but I will say he came in as an offensive-minded guy, and it certainly helped Tua. You know, this is a ideal situation now for Tua because now he's being mentioned as an MVP candidate. A month ago, people are wondering if he should continue to play football. Mike in New Jersey. Mike, thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. Good. Great day to be hanging sheetrock. Thanks for making it more enjoyable. Hey, two things. Stat of the day.
Oh.
Max Verstappen, first Formula One driver to win 14 Grand Prix in one season.
Okay.
And I got a question of the day.
Oh, okay.
What's more painful to listen to, Derek Carr or Mike Schmidt on his way out the door? That's all I got.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right, Mike. Well, Mike Schmidt was retiring. You can cry at your retirement press conference. Derek Carr, you lost to the Colts. Not the same. And you're calling out teammates here. Like, not everybody's in. Not everybody's bought in. Like, okay, who? Help me out here. Brian in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
Great.
5716Z. Love your show.
Thank you, Brian.
Retired teacher living the dream. So I got two things.
All right.
One, Heisman Trophy. Blake Corum. Why he's not being talked about more. The guy leads the nation in touchdowns, yardage, everything you want from a running back. He is the man. He will have a seat at New York, and he should be in that conversation.
Yeah, and he's a top five candidate, Brian. Just to be fair to the analyst here, he is a top five guy. And here's what I would ask. Have a big game against Ohio State. That'll put you maybe in the top three. JD in Tulsa. Hi, JD. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 5'10", 185. I just wanted to comment on a couple things, actually. I think that if Mahomes were in a different sport, he would make $100 million a year just because – he's the face of a sport. I mean, he would rule it. So, yeah, $100 million, I could definitely see that. And also, I wanted to comment on the Doors. I was a Doors fan growing up and still am. But Morrison, the reason he
the reason he sang with his back to the crowd was that was when they were relatively new, and he was actually shy. That was before he was the Lizard King. So he would stand with his back to the crowd. And whenever he got arrested, his pants didn't come off. He just was kind of going to show off his hand size to the crowd and got arrested for that. Some people said they witnessed his hand. So that was about it.
All right. Well, thank you, JD. Yeah, I think they used to play at the Whiskey in L.A. And a very, very small stage there, if you've been in the Whiskey. And I guess if you're in the Whiskey, you got to start drinking whiskey. That probably helped Jim get over his shyness there. Yes, Paul.
Val Kilmer crushed that.
He did.
That movie.
He did.
Man.
Yes.
One of those that he did so well that you forget what the real Jim Morrison looks like.
Yes.
Because he looks like Val Kilmer now.
Yeah. I would not have had Meg Ryan in there as his girlfriend. Would not have had Meg.
Pam?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pam?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought of going to see his gravesite when I went to France. When I went over to Normandy, and then, you know, you start to Google, where is Jim Morrison buried? And then, because my wife goes, well, why would you want to go see that? I go, I don't know. People go there and they leave things, tchotchkes and candles and whatever. But I wasn't a fan of Jim Morrison, but I read the book that there was a great book written about Jim Morrison.
No One Here Gets Out Alive? Is that it?
Well, that's one of them, but I think there was a biography on Jim Morrison. Yes, Todd.
If you get lost looking for his plot in the cemetery, does someone come up to you and say, break on through to the other side? Do they help you a little?
You know, you started well.
I can't seem to find his plot. You got to break on to the other side.
But the parking fee.
$73,000 it cost to park.
Like at 11:05, you killed it. 11:16.
That joke's not lighting anybody's fire, I'll tell you that.
Know that, yeah.
Giving us the Roadhouse Blues, if you know what I mean.
The other side of the 17th.
No, I got it.
Why you can't find it.
I got it. Damn, you almost.
I know. My life is almost.
You almost.
The way of my life.
Yeah. Almost
Stay
famous.
Tuned for the memoir.
Yeah.
Why don't you take that crystal ship and get out of here while you're at it?
Anybody else want to throw in a Doors song there?
Smart choice.
Thank you, Tom. Marcellus Wiley will join us coming up.
So you're going to break on through to the other side of the cemetery.
Came all the way this way to find his cemetery plot. Where do I go?
Going
to
take a break here.
That's the other side.
We're going to take
all the way
a break.
Down there.
You know what? We're taking a break now. Dan Patrick Show. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? Can I use this against Fritzy? The latest innovation
That's
from
just
Discover.
Mean.
Yes, it is. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information, like your name and address, from 10 popular people's search websites that could be selling your data, and you can activate in the Discover app. They do it for free. See terms, learn more, discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready for anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more, mbusa.com. We're waiting for Marcellus Wiley to join us here in a moment. Get a couple of phone calls. Chris in Pittsburgh. Hi, Chris. Good morning. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Morning.
I got two things for you. Number one, I am a long-suffering Cleveland Browns fan, and I've been listening to you guys talk about coaches on the chopping block or coaches in jeopardy. I'm wondering, is Stefanski getting a pass because of the Deshaun Watson suspension? Don't hear his name come up a lot. It's been a pretty disappointing season, more so on the defense than anything else, but before you answer that, the second question, a couple weeks ago I called in for a challenge pie to the face with Todd about the Notre Dame Syracuse game, and maybe I missed it. Maybe he's already paid his debts. I don't know. Is he going to pay his debts? Has he already? What's the update there?
All right, Chris, let me ask Fritzy, have you paid your debt to society, Syracuse, Notre Dame?
We have not done that.
Well, we making the pie and hitting you in the face
right.
with it.
That would be the we part. I have not been hit with the pie or pies yet.
And I don't know if Kevin Stefanski has been on the hot seat, considered to be on the hot seat. You do get Deshaun Watson back starting today. That'll change things, I would imagine. But the Browns have been an overall big disappointment there. And it's not just because they – you know, they don't have Deshaun Watson. I thought that they could still maybe be a 500 team and be able to hold on and then bring in Deshaun Watson and maybe make a late push. Marcellus Wiley, former NFL All-Pro defensive end and host of More To It. Great podcast on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network and interviews with him. You talked to, well, you talked about this on the podcast where you said you were going to answer questions this past week about the Eagles were trying to be too perfect to stay perfect. Explain that logic to the audience.
Yeah, it's interesting when you watch a team go out there and all of a sudden try to play up to their label and play up to their results. A lot of this is mental. And so I saw the Philadelphia Eagles go into a game where they only had 3 turnovers in 8 games. And all of a sudden, the projection of perfection and the conversations continue to be had about them comparing to the 72 Dolphins. And you saw a team have 4 turnovers in 1 game after only having 3 in 8 games. And in those moments when you're trying to do it big, it's always about the little things. And you may take your eyes off of those little things when you're trying to live up to a label, when you're trying to live up to being perfect. You actually mess up on all those little things that added up to that perfect result. I saw it on full display watching those Eagles mess up those minimum moments.
What came to mind when you heard Derek Carr say what he said after the loss to the Colts?
I was really disturbed at the fact that players get into this performance at times where they have to show that they're more invested than others, especially when adversity hits. Like all of a sudden you see the fracturing of a team just because we're facing this adversity. So now you have guys who are supposed to be leaders who are really raising their hand to show everyone, I'm so committed, I'm more invested than my teammates. This is not on me. So now you're seeing guys just go out there, and instead of being selfless, they're being selfish. And Derek Carr, who I think is authentic, who I think is an emotional leader for this team, has still fallen short on the football field. So the last thing we need is theater at the podium to tell everyone that you are the one that is first in, last out, like the rest of the guys are not as committed as you.
Well, Devontae Adams echoed what Derek Carr had to say, basically calling out teammates.
Yeah, you know what's so crazy about it? Because they're going to be protected or at least given benefit of doubt. When you're playing in Sin City, as soon as anything goes wrong, we're going to blame the city. We're going to blame the surroundings. We know that. And then you're going to have committed guys who I assume Devontae Adams, who I assume Derek Carr, but I also assume other players on this team. So coach used to always say, if you got a problem with the team and you want to address it publicly, I need names and numbers. Don't you go out there and generalize. Because if you're going to step out there and say, we got a problem in here, isolate the problem. So you already have violated what the code is. Don't tell everybody our business. And if you are, be specific.
There's this rush now to get grass over turf. And I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it solves everything. But what do you make of some of the stars, including Aaron Rodgers, coming out and saying, we got to go back to grass?
Yeah, I hate grass, so I'm on the other side. If they need anybody to sit there and say, pro turf, I'll sit here as a retired player who loved turf.
Why?
Well, football's 100% guaranteed injury rate, no matter what surface you play on. Like, can we stop with this old 92 versus 89%? Like, that's not the conversation I want to have. We're going to get hurt on grass and turf. What happens on grass is it feels better when you get hurt. On turf, it hurts more when you get hurt, but they both end in the same damn place. Pain. I love turf because I was able to perform better in all conditions. I remember playing in Pittsburgh, and they had to play, you know, after the University of Pittsburgh, resodded the field. It was beach volleyball. I remember also playing on turf, no matter what the weather conditions were, at least I didn't have to worry about my traction and my speed. So I know I'm going to get hurt if I play football long enough. So get that out the conversation. Which surface allows me to perform the best? Obviously, that's turf.
Worst field you ever played on?
That Pittsburgh field was pretty bad. Cincinnati, I think it was my rookie year. We're laying there stretching pregame, and one of my teammates like, man, look at this field. It's slanted. And you literally could look across the field, and you could see the field was built like this. Like, it literally was slanted. I don't know if that was for irrigation or just lazy landscape. I don't know who did this, but the field was slanted. And the turf was horrible. You can see the seams in the turf. But that was old school football, wide shoulder pads, AFL feeling. But of recent memory was Pittsburgh. They need to get that side together.
We're talking to Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, and his podcast, More To It, the latest episode dropping today. Maybe it's too soon to bring this up. The Music City Miracle.
Oh, God, here you go. You must not like me. Let's do it.
Were you a rookie that year, second year with Buffalo?
Let's say second, third year. Okay. Yeah, I remember that play vividly. Where are we going with this?
Where were you when it happened?
Oh, man, I'm like Derek Carr. It wasn't on me. I was on the sidelines crying like Derek Carr. I was on the sideline. I've been taken off of our kickoff team because I got flipped. I was one of the best gunners in kickoff. Young players, you got to play kickoff. I was doing amazing, got to a Miami game. I got de-cleated, which means somebody knocked me off my feet, flipped in the air, tackled the guy, caused a fumble. Wade Phillips runs up to me. He's like, you know what, Marcellus, that was amazing, and you're never doing that again because I need you on defense. So I'm on the sideline. And I'm watching the play develop with the best perspective because I'm on the sideline. And you can see it. When Gash gets the ball, he jogs. And as soon as you see a kick returner jogging, set up, alarms going off. But I wasn't on the play. I wasn't in the field of battle. Those guys were out there. And next thing you know, you see a pass to the other side. And all we saw were Tennessee Titans. We didn't see anybody from the Buffalo Bills on that side, and we know how that all ended. It ended in a lot of tears and a lot of pain.
How long did that replay take?
Oh, God. In real time, Dan, I think it was like 24 minutes or something. It felt like eternity. You're sitting there, you're watching everyone gather around the officials, and all of a sudden it became like a mob. The officials are sitting there looking through the camera, and all of the crowd seems like they're just hovering and surrounding them and really just like being vigilantes out there, like, just intimidating them. And you can see the officials like just going back and forth. And when they came out with the call, I mean, it took astrophysicists and it took MIT to try to break this play down. And I don't think anybody has a definitive answer, but we felt the pain and the torture and the twisting of that blade, what felt like 20 plus minutes.
I've had a couple of callers say this. I've heard some other people use this analogy that Bill Cowher came out and was really angry that, you know, you're going to hire Jeff Saturday and he has no coaching experience. He was offended by this, but people pointed out, did Bill Cowher have any experience to sit in on the CBS pregame show? He jumped the line. I don't think it's apples to apples, but can you see where people are trying to compare the two? Saturday moved to the head of the line. Bill Cowher moved to the head of the line to be in TV.
Oh, absolutely. I think it highlights a greater problem we have in our world today. There's like a pandering epidemic going on where people are just saying things, not thinking it all the way through, just because they know it will land safely in today's culture. So this was really a play of saying, oh, man, Jeff Saturday has privilege. Jeff Saturday has white privilege. But I don't know if Bill Cowher would come out and say this if that were a black coach. Think about how that lands. Oh, a black coach can't skip the line. There have been other coaches that skipped the line, even though this happens in other sports and this happened in our sport. Jason Kidd became a head coach. Jason Kidd was just a great point guard, and that turned into being a head coach. You see it all the time. And people don't really understand it because they don't really respect human capital, like relationships, networking. All of that is the fine print of any relationship, any contract. Like, if you don't have a good relationship with someone you're going to work with or work for, you don't get that opportunity. Guess what? Vice versa occurs as well. If you have a tremendous relationship and you have a resume that's tremendous in a different endeavor, we will translate that relationship and that resume to this new opportunity. I've been the benefactor of great opportunities, leaping the line, skipping the line. I think everyone has, because it's not so merit-based that relationships don't matter.
Interesting that, let's say it's a black member of the media.
Okay.
And they would get promoted. How do you think the media would have reacted? Let's say Ryan Clark of ESPN got the job. He's the head coach of the Colts. Knows a lot of football. Maybe it's not apples to apples because he didn't play for Jim Irsay and the Colts. I'm trying to think if there's somebody in the media, African-American, if they did that, would the reaction have been different or how much
absolutely.
Different?
Absolutely have been different because the culture is in a different place right now. And as culture is defined by Ben Horowitz, the venture capitalist, great guy, great friend, culture is what's rewarded. It's not the signs on the wall, discipline, desire. It's not be on time. It's none of that. It's what is getting rewarded. And in this moment in time, you actually will get rewarded if you sit there and support an African-American who gets an opportunity that is deemed usually for a white American. So that's something that we know is getting rewarded right now. There's tons of money being invested, funds, all of this interest towards that. So when that happens, if you say that, you're going with the flow, you're going with the stream. But if you go the other way, obviously what doesn't come is rewards. What comes is consequences, bad consequences. And people start to deem you as either insensitive or even racist on the other extreme. So Bill Cowher knows this. He knows this is something that goes with the flow. This is something that goes with the stream, the mainstream. Mm-hmm. So I know if he would have went the other way, he knows how that lands, and it doesn't land the same as the way he went.
Great to talk to you, as always. What do you got in store coming up on the podcast?
Oh, what we got in store is we're going through culture, sports, entertainment. The fans are responding with questions, and we're just going to hit all the topics. We got tremendous guests lined up as well. Terrell Owens wants to jump on here and have a conversation with him. Mm. So, well, we got guys lined up and conversations to have.
Thank you, Marcellus.
All right, appreciate that.
That's Marcellus Wiley, former All-Pro defensive end, the host of the podcast More to It. It's on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. You can get it there or wherever you get your podcast. A couple of phone calls. Ira in Washington. Hi, Ira. What's on your mind today?
Hey, two things. Number one, we stole your part of the base idea, and we bet on our Thursday night football games, and the loser gets a pie to the face the next day. So
that's okay.
Kind of a fun little experience for our small little company here. But anyway, I do own a small landscape company up here in Washington State, and I was wondering why we don't create some sort of controlled environment for these turf fields. You know, talking about the turf versus AstroTurf, you know, debate. Why can't we create an environment similar to like a greenhouse to where we can kind of control the amount of moisture and heat, for that matter, from some of the warmer climates? But I'm just curious why no one's thought of that or why.
Well, it's money. It comes down to money, Ira. I mean, I don't know if these owners want to spend. I think they want to have a field that can be used for multiple purposes. I mean, if you let's say you build a stadium. Let's say it's $5 billion or $4 billion or $3. You want mixed use. You have to get your money back out of that. Not just, hey, we're going to have 12, you know, home games if you include the preseason, or maybe a couple of college games in there. You want to have concerts in there. You want to have bull riding. You want to have demolition. I mean, you name it. You want to have soccer in there. Whatever you can do to have that used, you know, then you start to look at it as now this is a great investment for me. Or, you know, the city or the state, we're getting multiple uses out of this. Yeah, Paul.
I read a little bit about one of the bad fields in the NFL, the Chicago Bears field. It's always chewed up. It feels like it's always chewed up. And it is natural grass, but it's often a mess. It's run by the Park District. So, like, if they have an event there, the Park District grounds crew takes care of it before and after, and then they hand it back to the Bears for the upcoming weekend. So the Bears, sometimes their grass crew has to get it back after whatever is being used for in the off season, and it could be a total mess, and it to start at ground zero and redo the whole field.
We'll come back. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious? Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
former Cowboys head coach Jimmy Johnson on the program tomorrow, as well as former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski. I didn't think I would ever get in the position in my career where I would say the former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski. How old is Coach K?
Do you want to play the how old is Coach K game?
Sure.
We haven't played that in years.
No, we haven't. No,
okay,
we haven't.
Closest to the hole, you can go over or under. Mike Krzyzewski.
75.
Now you got it. Bloop, bloop. 75 years old. You still got to stay.
Okay. Oh, I thought I got to go.
Can't walk off.
Okay. All right.
Coach 75.
75. Coach K. Here's what I
want to
know.
I want you to know, is he closer to 76 or 75? Why don't we guess that one? Just to make it a little more fun.
Okay.
You got it.
When did he turn 75, Paul?
February 13th. He's closer to 76.
Okay.
Does that mean you're wrong?
But I went under.
Still right.
Yeah, the under. This is what I want to know from Coach K. You guys might be surprised. The one thing that I want to know. How about we play the...
One thing Jay wants to know.
What do I want to know from Coach K? One thing. Above everything else, I want to know from Coach K. Todd?
Why didn't you take that Lakers job?
No.
There was a lot of rumors about that.
Yeah,
back then.
I've talked to him about that before. Seton.
His favorite player.
We've talked about that before. Marv?
What were you thinking when Christian Laettner took that dribble before he made that shot against Kentucky?
Okay. No. Paulie?
Does he watch the Duke games on TV now?
No.
His favorite place to eat.
When's the last time he talked to Kyrie Irving?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The phone line's going to break up.
Damn. No. I love Duke. Yeah, I'm just curious if, you know, we always hear coaches and their relationships with former players, like Tom Izzo with Draymond Green. I'm just curious. Do you reach out? Do you try to help? Do you try to understand? He was not there very long at Duke. Yes, Marv.
You took the words out of my mouth. Kyrie Irving played four games at Duke.
Yeah. I think it was 11. Which of Kyrie Irving's 11 games at Duke was your favorite?
Final results of the poll question. This day in sports history. Seton, you want to give us final results of the poll question?
Yeah, Dan, hour three, we asked, if you could go to one possible NFL destination game next year, your options are England, Germany, France, or Spain. Those are rumored sites to have games next year.
Peter King made it sound like Spain is happening. Spain is stacked. Germany, it feels like that's happening again. London happens every year.
Yeah, right now Germany is in the lead with 38% of the vote, followed by Spain, England, and then France. Nobody wants to go to France.
France is a great country.
Phenomenal country.
It is. You get over the fact that they may not like you. Okay, so what?
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
People are like, they're just like, okay, I know you don't speak French. Just order your coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen to me when I was ordering a beer. And I think it was at the Hemingway bar. And I was ordering a beer and I thought I would try to speak French. And you could just see that the waitress was just like looking at me. And then she spoke in English to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, we could have made this transaction a little easier here. I was just trying. And you could just see it was like, nice try.
And that's from the minute you get in the airport to any restaurant you go to. You're trying to get yourself a little pastry or something. It's like an eye roll. Like, just say it.
Yeah. Ted in Tampa. Hi, Ted. Good to have you back.
Hey, Dan, how's it going? Just to let you all know, the pronunciation of the country is Qatar. Pretend like you're thinking of a C and a Q at the same time, and you're saying Qatar. The indigenous people over there say a little bit more Qatar.
Yeah.
But there again, it's my unit was the one who started the construction on Al-Udeid Air Base, the huge air base there that Fox Sunday Sports a broadcast from last week.
Oh, cool.
And so fortuitous that we had it 80% completed on the day of the 9/11 attacks. So it was standing ready, and we used that and one other smaller base to house from for the as we moved over there into Afghanistan.
How big of an issue is the weather going to be considering that they're going to be playing at night?
Really good. It's going to be a big factor. Even tonight's, Dan, my son's a colonel. He's over there now. And it's still going to be in the 90s, high 90s.
Well, thank you, Ted. Always great to hear from you. Yeah, Paul.
Do you need the weather in Qatar today? Because we have it ready.
It feels
at all
like
times.
It might be the same tomorrow and then the same next day and the next day.
It's not that bad. High of 84, low of 71 pretty much every day. That's not brutal. There's a couple 90 days in there.
I wonder what it's like to be the weather forecaster.
Oh, wait, that's Celsius, so it's actually
right. It's 212. But in summer, it's really the high is the average was like 109.
Mm. But it was a dry heat. Sure. This day in sports history, Paulie, I already gave you the one. Bill Russell on this date had 49 rebounds
in
a game against the Warriors in 1957.
How about this? In 1958, Bill Russell set a new NBA record when he got 32 rebounds in the first half of that game, which is also a record. Of course it would be. 1957, Jim Brown set the NFL rushing record with 1,163 yards after only 8 games. 1969, U.S. President Nixon became the first president to attend a regular season NFL game whilst in office, Cowboys versus the Redskins, 41-28. And 1982, it was announced that the NFL and its players had a tentative agreement to end their 57-day strike.
On this day, this quarterback learned an NFL game can end in a tie. On this day, yes, Seton.
Donovan McNabb?
Yes. That was against the Bengals. He didn't realize that the game could end in a tie. Like, wait, we don't play anymore? No, it ends in a tie. Todd, what'd you learn today?
You like USC QB Caleb Williams as a dark horse for the Heisman
Trophy? Yes, I do. Seton O'Connor.
Marcellus Wiley would rather play on turf.
Yeah, interesting. Marvin.
Keith Richards stopped doing coke.
And heroin. And cigarettes. Paulie?
Qatar, Qatar.
Todd, what did I learn?
The Athletics, Andy Staples, extra impressed with TCU. The Big 12 has been very deep this year.
We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. As we strive to reach our financial goals, can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. And you don't have to. Invest in your success with a Stifel Financial Advisor. Stifel, Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC, NYSE. Jimmy Johnson, former Cowboys coach, and former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski on the program tomorrow. Hope you join us as well, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show, TireRack.com. That's all you have to remember, TireRack.com. Whenever you need new tires, always go, oh, Dan Patrick talks about TireRack.com. In fact, you go to TireRack.com/Dan, tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. You answer a couple of questions, then you get a personalized tire recommendation right there. They're going to have the right tires for you. And they've got all the great tires, the full lineup of Pirelli tires. And you can skip the waiting room in some areas around the country. They offer mobile tire installation, TireRack.com. Technicians bring the new tires to your home or office, install them on site. The ultimate convenience, it's a game changer. They ship fast and free. They have over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. Remember that. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. Go there, answer a couple of questions, and they'll tell you the tires you need for your car or truck. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.